It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. AT&T says it's giving up trying to buy T-Mobile after getting a lot of resistance from the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission. T-Mobile will collect a fee from AT&T, $4 billion. That's a lot less than the $39 billion the takeover was expected to bring in. So now T-Mobile is in kind of a pickle. Bills piling up. Cash flow getting low. You ever been short on cash and expecting a really big check to arrive any day and then you realize it's just not coming? T-Mobile's parent company, Deutsche Telekom, has already said it can't afford to hold on to T-Mobile.
Deutsche Telekom has made clear over and over again that there is no plan B.
Susan Crawford teaches at Cardozo School of Law.
Without the AT&T merger, it's not clear that T-Mobile's going to make it. They may become a company that focuses on prepaid wireless services, go sort of down market to get access to cheaper customers and sell them data in local markets. They might also find a way to try to merge with Sprint, although that seems risky given all the concern the Department of Justice had about the AT&T deal. Or they might just spin it off and let cable run T-Mobile.
What does that all mean to a T-Mobile customer then?
Well, the T-Mobile asset is deteriorating, and it's a terrible market for them. AT&T and Verizon Wireless are growing from strength to strength, gaining customers.
So if you're a T-Mobile customer, your network is just going to get a whole lot worse?
Well, I think T-Mobile will do its best to give their customers good service. That's always been their comparative advantage. But I think that it's unlikely you'll be seeing the most exciting handsets coming from T-Mobile or the best network coverage.
So what happens to the marketplace of wireless carriers now that this deal has fallen apart? How does this affect my choices?
Well, in a sense, this deal falling apart just sheds light on the fact that we had a pretty concentrated market for wireless access already. These two giants, AT&T and Verizon, were essentially your only choice for the best nationwide coverage, and their plans are pretty much in lockstep. They're really not competing with each other. They've divided up markets. So it doesn't look good for consumers in the United States.
Susan Crawford from Cardozo School of Law. Want to write a hit song? Ask nerds for advice. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England have developed an algorithm that takes a song, factors in its tempo, loudness, harmonic simplicity, measures that against the tastes of the day, and predicts if it will be a hit. They tested some old songs, and the algorithm actually had a pretty good track record. It guessed right that TLC had a hit in 99. And that Gnarls Barkley scored big in 06. On their site, scoreahit.com, the researchers admit where the algorithm screwed up and whiffed on this one.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
What is that even? What's Bono even saying? Okay, never mind. Scoreahit.com also has predictions of impending hits. Get ready, it says, for way more Nicki Minaj. I'm so glad math can tell me what I like. Thanks, math. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.